And how is that different than a field? Or is it?
A field, I usually think of as being farmed at some time or other. May not be at the present time, but it has been or
okay, so it's used farmed. It's used to raise
crops of some kind.
And what would be the big building you would store things in, the things that you'd grown on the farm?
The barn.
Were there different types of barns?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Milk shed. Barn or shed. A hay shed or combination.
Well, maybe you could name some of the other outbuildings there were besides the barn on the ranch.
Well, the chicken house and the horse barn. Usually was different, wasn't it, than the milk barn. And the chickens, the hogs didn't have one.
What would you keep hogs in their enclosure? What would that be called?
Hog pen.
Okay. You'd never call it a sty?
We would. I know what she's talking about. We do call it a sty. Pig sty.
Oh, no, I wouldn't call it a sty.
A sty is sort of a fancy word or just one you wouldn't use.
No. I always think of a sty as crossing over a fence.
Me too. The steps that go up the fence to the fence and down the other side.
And that's called a
sty.
Sty.
Okay. That's what I always think of.
Huh. That's great. If you harvested a lot of corn, where would you store that?
In the granary or bin.
It's sort of related to that. The same
silo.
Word. What would you put a baby in to rock a baby?
Cradle.
Or?
Crib.
Crib. Oh, corn crib.
What's a corn crib?
Well, a corn crib probably is a fenced-in place, and they dump corn in it with a roof over it. I don't know. I'm not much of a farmer.
It's
covered.
It's covered at the top, but the sides.
It's woven wire or some kind of wire.
It's like shell cord, and it's completely enclosed.
So for the corn crib, you'd put corn on the cob, and all in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Have you ever heard of the term go devil? A go devil?
The only go devil I would think of would be a three-wheeler or something.
Oh, no. There was a. Is that a cultivator?
I'm not sure.
A go devil.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Besides what you tell me all the time.
What is it that you put on a horse when it's resting to give it some food? I guess
a halter?
Feed bag.
Feed bag?
Were there other names for feed bags? Okay. Oh,
I'd almost forgotten them. My dad used to use them, but I... Workhorses. They used them a lot with workhorses.
Okay, here's the exciting part. Maybe you could... What's this over here on this side first? This drawing. That's a drawing of a...
Oh, that's a bridle.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me some of the parts, and as you go by, as you point at those parts, tell me... what location, sort of explain it as you name it.
Go ahead, I help you.
Well, number one's the brow band, isn't it?
Yep.
Number two is the nose band.
Okay, so the first one you said is the high cross piece, the second is the lower
right
one.
Below mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Number three is a headstall.
Well, the headstall that holds it together.
That goes all around the top of the head and the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm. So that's number three. Number four is throat latch.
Short latch is
Throat latch. It goes the strap that goes under their throat.
Okay. And five?
Five is the reins, it looks like, but it might not be.
See, he's got two reins on this thing.
Those are used.
He's got double reins.
Those connect onto
the bridle? The bit?
They connect onto the bit, but he's got double reins.
Five. Oh, I don't know what that one. Well, maybe that's a tie down strap.
Oh, they're both reins.
Okay, two reins.
They ride with four reins, some people.
And number eight is the...
Chin strap.
Number seven is
the bit. Number six is the bridle reins, too.
The bridle reins.
Another set. See, there's two sets of bridle reins on that.